Welcome to Carter Newman, February 17th, number 71, three customer characters.
This is a real picture of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihar. Krishna has no other business. Vrindavanam Prithajya Padamekam Nagasya. Krishna is original Krishna, Adi, Adi Purusha, which is known as Adi Purusha. He is always in Vrindavan. But he expands himself. As Vasudeva Sankarsana, Niruddha Prasadamna, so many unlimited expansion. But the original form is in Vrindavan. Vishara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Ravi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam prabhasya. Janmadrasya jataha. These are the Vedic evidence. Krishna himself says, matta parataran nanya kinti dasti dharanya. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is always engaged in pleasure potency. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. This is explained by Sarup Damodar Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranaya Brikiti Alladini Shakti Rasmat Hikatmanavati Deho Bhedo Vato Kho Chaitanya Kaprakatamadhuna Tadayam Chaitkumastam Vandi Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Chaitanya Sangha. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he wants to enjoy, he exhibits his pleasure potential. He is Parabrahma. For Brahmananda, for enjoying the transcendental pleasure. Here we see many, many great saintly persons, sages, they give up this material enjoyment. For enjoying spiritual enjoyment. Brahmananda, which is known as Brahmananda. Brahmananda means unlimited, unlimited ananda. Here in this world, there is a reflection of ananda, of Brahmananda. But it is flickering, temporary. Therefore, it is said in the shastras, Ramante Yogina Anante. Those are yogis. Yogis means who are realizing transcendental position. They are called yogis. They may be divided into three categories. The Gyanis, the Hatha Yogis, or the Bhakta Yogis. They are all called yogis. So Ramante Yogina Anante. Yogi's target of enjoyment is to test the unlimited. Here, there is a perception of unlimited pleasure. That is, it is seeker. Ramante Yogina Anante Satyanande. That is real pleasure. Here, the pleasure is like this. that you, somebody is offering, that you take this rasgulla, and after eating rasgulla, I shall beat you with tools. Here the pleasure is like that. You eat rasgulla and then be beaten by tools. Perhaps you have got all experience of this. But actual ananda is brahmananda, unlimited. Brahmananda means unlimited. There is no... it is increasing. Anandamudi vardhanam. When you get to the... Everyone is seeking after ananda. Anandamaya vyasa. Because Krishna is anandamaya and we are part and parcel of Krishna, naturally we are also anandamaya. But we are fallen in the circumstances where there is no ananda. In this material world, there cannot be any ananda. Those who are seeking after ananda, they are under illusion. There is no ananda. Why there is no ananda? There are so many things to enjoy. No. Krishna says that this place is dukkhalayam asaswatam. So how there can be ananda? It is certified by the Supreme Personality Godhead that it is dukkhalayam. It is a place for miserable condition of life. So how there can be ananda? Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, those who are intelligent, they should always place before them four principles of miserable condition. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi. Dukkha dosanu dharpan. We should not be illusion. We should know that there is this place, when we take bath, we have forgotten. We do not know how much suffering we had to undergo when we was under within the belly of our mother. It is very miserable condition. We have to remain there in that tough condition like this, in a bag. And it is suffocating. And because we are that time the skin is very tender, there are many worms and germs within the belly mixed up with stool and urine, they bite. We have forgotten. That's the position. Anyone who knows how his child remains within the womb of his mother, the medical profession, they also know how much it is supporting. Suppose you are packed up in a bed. It is simply by the mercy of God, Krishna, that we can remain in that condition. If you are put again into that condition, it is a figure. So, we have forgotten. What is the distress to remain in the womb of mother? And that also sometimes a child is killed. At the present moment, advanced civilization, pregnancy is killed sometimes. So, we cannot see life. We die within the womb of a mother and again enter another womb. And it may be we die again. So just try to understand what is the miserable condition of birth. Because we forget, we think we are very happy. And again, not only that, as soon as we take bath, again a new chapter of life begins. Again you, even after coming out of the womb, when we are little child, we cry. There may be mosquito biting, or bugs biting, or something in the belly, swelling, crying. Mother is trying to pacify, but we are crying, we cannot express. So these are the miserable condition of life. Krishna says, it is dukkhalayama sahasatam. So, under the illusion of Maya, as soon as we get out of the home, we forget everything, what we are suffering. And because the mother and the relatives, they take on the lap, we forget. So this is the condition, miserable condition of birth. And similarly, miserable condition of death. When one is lying in coma, so many sufferings going on, so many dreams, the Jamadvita is coming, sometimes the man on the deathbed cries with so much suffering, but there is no remedy. Everyone is helpless. So that is the miserable condition of death. And then, janma mitru, jara, old age. Just like we have now come to the old age. There are so many troubles. Sometimes I tell you, sometimes there is so many troubles. You know everyone. So janma mitru, jara and vyadhi. So long you have got this body, you will have so many diseases. So how you can get rid of this dukkha? That's what is dukkha ayama sahasa. How you consider that we shall make it adjusted? That is not one. But it is the duty. This human form of life is meant for realizing what is my position. Where Bhagavad says, Nāyāna deha deho bhājāna niloke kastāna kāmān arahativīr bhujāna ji. So Bhagavad says that this life, this human form of life, aham deha, Nāyāna deha deho bhājāna niloke. Niloke means the human form of life. It is not meant for working hard day and night and live like a hog. The hog's life we have got experience. They eat stool all day long working. And they have got some pleasure, sex pleasure, without any discrimination. A person who has no discrimination of sex life, who has no discrimination of eating, he is giving the birth of a hog. He has to test the birth like a hog. Because our activities are just by higher authority. Karmana daiva netrena. We are asking, but there is a higher authority is judging our action, what kind of action. Because the human form is an opportunity. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting in your heart along with you, as friend, as witnessing what you are doing. And if you are desiring unlimited sex life, unlimited eating without any restriction, then Krishna gives it because in human society, it is not possible. There are so many restrictions, even from social laws, political laws. But in animal life, there is no restriction. Anyone can have sex life, and the dogs and hogs on the street, in the open place, because they are animals. There is no law. But a human being, if he does so, then he is punishable. So why? Because human beings, all the laws, all the books are meant for human beings. And in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, Anadi bohir mokh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, अतएव कृष्ण वेद पुराण खोजिल. Why these Vedas and Puranas and the Vedic literature are there? It is for human beings, not for the cats and dogs. So, this human form of life should be utilized. In our, especially in India, the land of Vedic culture, we should utilize. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, that Bharat Humite Manusha Janma Hailaja. Janma Sattha Kari Karo Paropaka. In India, one has taken birth as a human being. It is his duty to make his life perfect. Because there are so many, authentic literature. So if you don't take advantage of this literature, then we cannot make our life perfect. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that you make your life perfect and distribute this Vedic knowledge to the whole of the world. Paropaka. We are meant for paropaka, not for exploiting. That is the duty of the Indian. Unfortunately, neither we are inclined to make our life perfect by understanding the Vedic literature. Therefore, we are begging. Instead of doing paropokar, we are begging. This should be stopped. And the essence of all Vedic literature is Bhagavad Gita. If we study Bhagavad Gita as it is, our life will be perfect, undoubtedly. But unfortunately, we also misinterpret Bhagavad Gita according to our own whims. And therefore we are misguided. We cannot take the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, this human form of life is also lost, and we cannot do any welfare activities in the world. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that purpose, according to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that make your life perfect and distribute the Vedic knowledge throughout the whole world. The time has come. This Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is in the foreign countries, and you can see simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, how these boys and girls, they are in ecstasy. They are in the spiritual platform. You cannot expect such dancing and such joyful attitude in the material world. It is not possible. They are in the spiritual world. Yes. Marcha Vyabhichari Bhakti Yogena Jasevate Sa Gunana Samatita Etana Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpata. If you are situated in Bhakti Yoga, a babichan, without any adulteration. The adulteration is most dangerous. Bhakti yoga means anna vilasita sannam jnana karmad anabritam anukulnena krishnanu silanam bhakti ruttam. Simply, you have to cultivate Krishna consciousness favorably, not unfavorably. Krishna conscious, to become Krishna conscious unfavorably, that is not bhakti. That's why Kamsa. Kamsa was also Krishna conscious. He was always thinking of Krishna. As soon as Krishna is born, please bring it. Or inform me, I shall immediately kill Krishna. When Krishna was in the womb of his mother Devaki, Kamsa was Krishna conscious. he could understand that Krishna is now, because Devaki is seen now so much growing, so he could understand. He sometimes wanted to kill Devaki. Then he restrained himself that if I kill Devaki in pregnancy, it will break, I would say, bad reputation. So he restrained himself. But therefore, he was always thinking of Krishna, but he was thinking of Krishna unfavorably. So similarly, those who are reading Bhagavad Gita unfavorably, means in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the principal factor. But anyone who is trying to kill Krishna and reading Bhagavad Gita, that is conscious reading. That is not bhakti. That is going on. Great, great scholars, they are trying to kill Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita. So this has to be stopped. We are preaching Krishna consciousness on this basis. That don't try to kill Krishna. Krishna cannot be killed. You will be killed. You will be killed. Krishna cannot be killed. And I went to Western countries. They say that God is dead. Here also in our country, so many people say, the Krishna came, he is dead and gone, now I am greater than Krishna. So many rascal incarnations, I am greater than Krishna. I say, this is why. So by this way, you cannot be happy. You must be Krishna conscious. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyadi mang namastu. This is Krishna consciousness. So if you act like that, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, imam parampara praptam imam rajan sayovid, we have to understand Bhagavad Gita through the parampara system, not individually. I think it is my opinion, what you are. Nonsense for your opinion. This process should begin now. We should understand, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that imam vivasvate yugam prattvan aham abhyam vivasthan manavetraham manuikhagavibhra kevam paramprapratam imam rajasayo viduhi. We have to take, understand Bhagavad Gita from parampara system, not from the rascal. That you will not do. So what is that parampara system? That parampara system, take for example, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Why he is speaking to Arjuna? Arjuna was not a Vedanti. He was a military man. He did not expect a military man to be highly learned at Vedanti. And he was talking to him when he was quiet, very busy of him. And still Krishna says, I will speak to you this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita because you are my devotee and dear friend. Therefore, the first qualification for understanding Bhagavad Gita is to become a dear friend of Krishna. And if you are a konsa, what you will understand? Bhagavad Gita. If your motive is to kill Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita, just like Dr. Radha Krishna said when he is explaining this verse, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyadi manasa. It is not to Krishna. That it is says. It is advising and not to surrender to Krishna. It is the unborn which is within Krishna. He does not know. There is no union without Krishna. Krishna is absolute. He has no knowledge. He still is trying to comment on Bhagavad Gita. This is God. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness which is lying within everyone's heart. It is not active here. It is not that I have spoken to these boys and girls in America and all over the world. With my speeches they have been enticed and they are Krishna conscious. No. Nobody has such power. That simply by artificial, by speaking, one can convert. That is not possible. The real mystery is, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabhu No. Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaye Udo. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness is in everyone's heart, dormant. Every living entity, because every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Just like a father and son, there is natural affection. It is not artificial. Even there is misunderstanding between father and the son. And if they meet at a time, after many years misunderstanding, immediately the affection of father and son will act. Similarly, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, our affection for Krishna and Krishna's affection for us is eternal. Krishna is more anxious to reclaim us from this miserable condition of life than we are, because we are sons of Krishna. Sarvajoni Sukamtiya, Sambhavanti Murtha. He is the father of all living entities. We are part and parcel. So, but Krishna is very anxious. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Anadi Bohirmog Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gala Ataya Krishna Ved Purana Kavi. Just a reminder. Not only has given us Vedas and Puranas to remind us that your position is different than you are thinking. You are thinking that you are a material product. That is illusion. I am Brahmasmi. You are Brahma Vastu. You are part and parcel of Brahma. Therefore, there are so many literatures. Vedaishya sarvai ahameva veda. Just to draw your attention to come to Krishna. Just to draw your attention that you are my part and parcel, you are my eternal son. Why you are rocking in this miserable condition of life? Janmamastu jarabhyas. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sarvam. Therefore, Krishna's advice is, give up all nonsense and simply surrender to Krishna. Anukulena Krishna anusilata. Just try to understand Krishna purely, not like concept or so-called scholar, but with natural affection for Krishna, then you'll be happy. That is our goal. We are preaching all over this Krishna consciousness movement just to awaken their natural affection for Krishna. And in Śrīla Śrīmad Bhāgavata says, Savai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khari. Aprati. Ohi tuki aprati hata jayatma sam prasīya. We have to develop our natural affection. Natural affection, just say, father loves his child loves his father, that is natural. At least father loves his child without any thinking of remuneration. No. That is natural. Similarly, when we shall develop, awaken, not develop, it is already there. simply to happen. How it is happened? Sobhanadi Shuddha Chitta. As you are coming here, if you try to hear the real fact of your relationship with Krishna and yourself from the Shastra, because Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Kaya, we have to learn from the authorized Shastra, from the Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavata, from Veda, not from the rest. Then you will understand your real affection from Krishna will be awakened and your life will be saved. Samanadi Suddha Chitta Karayula. Satang Prasanga Modija Sangvida Bhavanti Ritkanna Rasayana Katha. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised Bhagavata Paragya Bhagavata Sthane. We have to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam whose life is simply Krishna consciousness. Then you will understand Bhagavata. Not from the professional leaders. You cannot understand. Sanatana Goswami has applied it strictly. Avaisnava mukhad girna kris hukta hari katha amritam sabanam nakatta. One is not Vaisnava in his behavior, Shuddha Vaisnava. Sanatana Goswami says, even he speaks hari katha amritam. The message of Krishna, it is not to be heard. Because he is not present real Krishna. He is present adulterated Krishna, or his business will be to kill Krishna. That's all. So, this movement is cultural movement, Krishna cultural movement, of course, it is Indian movement, but it is not for only, meant for only for the Indians. It is meant for everyone. Because everywhere there are Krishna's parts and parcels. So, if we want to be free from the clutches of Maya, the formula is very simple. Formula is very simple. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Daivijisa Adhunamai Mahu Maya Dhurattaya. To become liberated, to become free from the contamination of this mayic illusion or maya. There are many yogis that try to get out of the clutches of maya. But the method is simple according to Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Daivi jhisa agunamai mama maya dhurasvaya. You can try to get rid of, out of the clutches of maya in different ways. But it is very, very slow. It is not so easy to get out of the clutches of maya. But easiest, he says, Mave vaja prapadante maya metan taran. Simply by surrendering unto Krishna. What is that surrendering? Krishna, I forgot you for so many births, from time immemorial. Now I surrender unto you. Please accept this simple method. This simple method will make you liberated. If you do it sincerely, without any, I will say, reservation, that you are teaching. Simple. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. And you surrender to Krishna. and everything will be perfect. Your life will be perfect. That is the injunction of all Shastras. And especially Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of God is teaching personally. Why do you say there is no God? What is God? I was surprised when I was speaking in the Berkeley University, one Indian girl asked me, Swamiji, what is God? You see, I inquired from, are you Indian? You are so misfortunate, you are coming from India. India is the place of Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra, and you are asking me what is God. So much degraded. Apan dhan bilaye diye bhikha mage pare kai. So you should be careful now. You take to Krishna consciousness very seriously and you'll be happy. That is our purpose. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.